Hayim Yim Dalad Oda Sheni. Zu Chsides ba Mittler Rebbe. When the Mittler Rebbe would say Chsides, is given sehr still. It was utterly silent. Doch fleckt er b'shaas Chsides zogen, Sha, Sha. Yet, he would interrupt his saying Chsides by saying Sha, Sha. Be quiet. Der Tate, my father, the Rebbe Rashab, hat es erklärt. He explained why did he say Sha Sha, as does his given of Lahashkit Nevias HaMeichen. This was for the purpose of calming the flowing, gushing thoughts. Unhot midem mevayer given the Maimer HaZeyar. And with this thought, he explained the saying in the Zeyar. Sova datoi sosim. Sova, the grandfather, the elder, his mind is contained. The shokit v'shochich. He is still and he is calm. This idea of the Zeyar, the Rebbe Rashab explained that the Mittler Rebbe would say Shasha in order to calm the flowing thoughts because he was actively involved in flowing thoughts. He was giving out new thoughts and they're gushing. So to calm them, he said Shasha, calm down. And this is what the Zeyar talks about, that there is the concealed mind. There is the active flowing mind and then there is the concealed mind. And that concealed mind is always calm. Like a senior, old, wise man, his mind is concealed and calm and quiet, like wine that hovers over its fermentation. It's not impressed. It's calm, cool, and collected. It's not excited. About this, the Friedrich Rebbe tells the story that by the Mittler Rebbe, it happened once that Professor Haventhal came to visit Lubavitch. And he passed by as the Mittler Rebbe was saying Chassidus, and he saw hundreds of people were standing without movement. Everyone was silent and focused. He was very fascinated by this. So he asked, what's this? And they told him that the Rebbe is saying Teira. The Mittler Rebbe was saying Chassidus. And he was very impressed by that. And afterwards, he became a good friend and he helped out a lot. Yet, the Friedrich Rebbe says, when the Mittler Rebbe would say Chassidus, even though it was quiet and calm, the Rebbe would say Shasha, because the Rebbe Rashab explained, he had to calm the flowing thoughts as they were gushing. So our Rebbe explains, we find that the Ragachover would say about himself, for him the most difficult day in the week is Shabbos, because then there is a flow of ideas, there are thoughts one way or the other. During the week, he can sit down and write. When he needs to write, he has to concentrate and minimize each thought to be able to write it down so he can come to a decision. But on Shabbos, it's all in his mind and it's very difficult to come to a conclusion. And this is like the Mittler Rebbe. By the Mittler Rebbe was flowing, a flowing mind, and it's hard to hold back. You think one way and then you think the other way. And by the Mittler Rebbe in particular, we find that many times in the middle of his chassidus, he says an idea and then he says, and that's not like we said before. The Leuk canal, not like we said before, because there was a constant flow. And then the Rebbe brings also about the Arizal, that the Arizal would not write his own thoughts because they were so fast flowing, he could not contain them in writing. As we know, there's a story about the Arizal that he slept Shabbos afternoon and he said that what he learned in these 2 hours of his sleep, it would take him 80 years to be able to teach it to his students because there was such a strong flow and it was hard to put it into words in writing.